What recording would you choose to be transmitted 240 million kilometers from the surface of the Red Planet back here to Earth? Would it be a message of peace, perhaps, or an interplanetary riddle, a nursery rhyme, a poem, or your dog barking, or perhaps some music? Gustav Holst's The Planets would certainly do the trick. When the ExoMars rover, a joint mission of the European Space Agency and Russia's Roscosmos, lands on Mars in 2021, it will be delivered by a landing platform packed with scientific instruments. They'll include a check module to measure fluctuations in the electromagnetic field in an effort to discover whether Mars is prone to lightning. To test the module's ability to transmit data back to Earth, scientists at the Space Physics Department at Prague's Institute of Atmospheric Physics will be choosing one of 11 audio messages. The department's Ivana Kolmashova is involved in the module's space instrumentation design and development.
At the beginning of each mission, there is so-called commissioning phase of the mission, when all instruments are tested if they work properly. And as a part of this test, we usually use a signal just going up and down, up and down, up and down, like a saw.
An audio signal.
Yeah. But we could test with other known signal. And so we decided to use this record sent us by anybody who is interested to enjoy the competition. And we will transfer it back to the Earth, and then we will compare with the original record with that which traveled the path to the Mars and back. And if everything is correct, then such a record could be a part of our scientific test if the instrument is healthy.
The recordings can be uploaded by anyone on this planet with access to a computer in a project run with the Czech science magazine Vesmír. The possibilities are endless, so what have people submitted so far? Well, here's an edited selection of a few I downloaded earlier.
Just to let you know that I love you so much and tell you that I'm really sorry it took so long. Will you finally marry me? I repeat, will you marry me, please?
And if you are wondering what you've just heard there, that was a few bars from Beethoven's Ode to Joy, the first sounds made by a Czech baby named Tobias shortly after his birth, a songbird recorded in Hong Kong, an ECG image of a beating heart transformed into binary zeros and ones, a chap named Zbinek Maton proposing to his girlfriend, the Windows XP startup theme, and the jingle to a popular communist-era Czechoslovak TV advert segment.
There is negative evidence from the Mars Express project.
That's the head of the Space Physics Department, Andrei Santolík. He explained more about the scientific aims of the project.
There is no lightning similar to what is on Earth. If you send a spacecraft orbiting the Earth and you do the same thing as the Mars Express project did, you would hear lots of lightnings, or you would detect lots of lightning discharges in the electromagnetic spectrum. Around Mars, there are no such signals. What is not clear is if there is any possibility for small discharges in the Martian dust. There is lots of very fine dust on Mars, and even though the atmosphere on Mars is very thin, it has only 1/100th of Earth atmospheric pressure, that fine dust can be placed into the atmosphere and move around Mars. And by friction between the dust particles, it's clear that they can be charged.
So there you have it, a Czech project to explore not life, but lightning sort of, on Mars, with the added bonus of a public competition to transmit a recording all the way back from the dusty plains of the Red Planet. Remember, anything can be submitted: music, spoken word, poetry, or even simple sounds such as birdsong, providing the recording doesn't exceed 30 seconds. And you don't need to speak Czech, of course. Entries are also accepted in French, Spanish, German, Russian, and English. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.